The annual Conservative Political Action Conference kicked off yesterday in Washington. For almost 40 years, CPAC has brought together leaders of the party with young Republicans and various conservative groups. The straw poll there is viewed as a kind of a temperature gauge for the feelings of at least the youthful conservative movement. It is a rowdy, crowded, loud event where mentions of Ronald Reagan always abound. And this year, those are matched by pleas for party unity. Here's Speaker of the House John Boehner.
Do we want the attendees of CPAC in 2015 to say, you know, they spoke of great things, but they always allow the perfect to be the enemy of the good? Or do we want them to say, thank God they locked arms so we can do better by our children and keep this nation strong and free?
Joining us now, Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent. Todd, first describe what kind of event this is. What kind of people go to this?
Celeste, I spent all day at CPAC yesterday, so I was there. These are conservatives, core conservatives, religious conservatives, pro-life conservatives. This is the conservative wing of the Republican Party, pro-gun, pro-life, small government, you name it.
All right. So this plea from John Boehner for everyone to come together, was he actually talking about coming together behind a specific candidate?
He didn't mention it. John Boehner has not endorsed a Republican candidate, but you hear in his voice the dilemma of Republicans, a party divided, conservatives divided, and really they're divided against Mitt Romney.
They're divided against Mitt Romney.
Yeah, they are. I mean, there's no question about it. Mitt Romney is not popular at this conference, and that's probably not a surprise. I found some conference goers who absolutely don't want Romney, some who say they'll support him grudgingly if they have to get President Obama out. Celeste, not one person I talked to was straight up for Romney. Listen to Joseph Lipp here. He's a Santorum supporter from Los Angeles. I happened upon him passing out Santorum stickers at the conference. He's talking about my question, what if what they're saying is right and it comes true? What if Romney is the inevitable nominee?
You know, I would keep it with the Republican Party, but I pray to God that it doesn't come down to that. Senator Santorum has a fighting chance, and I'd much rather see Santorum than Romney any day.
Now, he's a lot like Kristen Hawkins. She heads Students for Life of America. She was passing out pro-life stickers, and she says, yes, she would probably vote for Romney if she had to.
I'm going to be worried. Yeah, I mean, I am worried about when he was the governor. I am worried that he won't sign the SBALS pledge. I am worried. And I've had friends who are pro-life and are pro-life activists just like me, and they've met with the governor, and they think he's solid, and they're okay with it. I just haven't been convinced yet.
All right, so Todd, I mean, as I said, the CPAC actually draws a large number of young conservatives. And not surprisingly, for the past couple years, Ron Paul has won the straw poll there. I have to assume Mitt Romney's not expected to win that poll again.
He's not. Mitt Romney's speech tonight is the big story at CPAC. He's speaking tonight. People are, of course, wondering what kind of reception he gets. Will he get booed by hardcore conservatives there? Ron Paul has won the straw poll in the past year, right? Under suspicions that he packs these events with lots of his young supporters. So you can only put so much weight on the straw poll at a conference like this. It's not a primary. Nobody thinks Mitt Romney's going to win it. Rick Santorum might. Ron Paul probably will at this point.
But okay, so was there any candidate that people were sort of unifying around?
Not candidate necessarily, but there was one person who excited just about everybody. Listen to this.
The President of the United States looks like he's a really good father, looks like he's a really good husband, but he is a terrible president.
Now, that is Florida Senator.
I recognize that voice, yeah.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio, not a candidate, but he electrified the crowd. The hall was packed for his speech. He got laughs. He got people on their feet and cheering. And this is a room where there's a lot of ambivalence or antipathy for Mitt Romney. There was nothing but love for Marco Rubio from Florida. The air of VP pick was all over him. There's no question about it. You just can't deny it. Listen to Thomas March. This is a kid. He's an economics student at Brown University. I caught him coming out of the Rubio speech.
I'd love to see him in the future, possibly run for the White House. He was really motivational. He's refocusing what our values should be. And just the humor, the principles, everything, it just was what I want.
And remember, it was his speech at the Democratic convention that really kind of rocketed Barack Obama into the spotlight of politics as it was. So who knows, this may be the kind of a breakthrough for Marco Rubio. But let's go back to Mitt Romney speaking tonight at CPAC. John Boehner, may be trying to prepare the crowd so that Mitt Romney gets a polite reception there. What are they expecting from his speech?
he's got a big job cut out for him. Look, it's not as though it's make or break in one speech for Mitt Romney tonight. And conservatives, I think the die is pretty well cast so far between Mitt Romney and conservatives. It's a lot more complicated than one speech. But this is the base of the GOP party, this vehement conservative core. Romney knows this. And so far, there's not a lot of love for him in this crowd. These are the people who organize for you. These are the people who raise money for you, who call their friends and put signs on their lawns. And especially after last Tuesday and Mitt Romney's loss in three states to Rick Santorum, Mitt Romney's speech tonight, Celeste, makes a huge difference to whether he can reach out to this crowd and convince him that they can get behind him and not just be, not just view him as inevitable.
So what are his chances? I mean, this is the base, but this is exactly the audience that he has not been able to win over. This is exactly the audience he has not been able to reach in the past.
He's got a giant, giant job ahead of him tonight. The crowd's reaction will be important. CPAC is a crowd and a place for ideological conservatives, people devoted to the cause, people serious about politics, Celeste, and serious about voting and organizing. I want to leave you with this fellow, Thomas March. You just heard from him. I talked to him, and this kid from Brown University said something very, very interesting when I drilled down on him and asked him, could he get excited about Mitt Romney? Listen to Thomas March here.
I'm probably going to vote for Mitt Romney, but excited, I don't know. I don't get the Reagan-esque feel I get.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
What's the Reagan-esque feel? You were not born when Ronald Reagan left office.
Since birth, everything I hear about in the House is Ronald Reagan this, Ronald Reagan that. It was just always upon me. It was always just around me. There was always some sort of presence, and you get a feel of what this country is supposed to be like, what the country is supposed to go towards, our goals. This election, I don't know, we'll see.
Celeste, you know what feeling I got from Thomas March and from a lot of other people at CPAC?
Nostalgia?
Yeah, absolutely nostalgia. There are cardboard cutouts of Ronald Reagan all over the exhibit hall. You know, Mitt Romney may be their friend in the end, but Mitt Romney, he's no Ronald Reagan, and everybody there knows it.
And yet, he still said that he would vote for him, as did all the other people you spoke with.
Grudgingly, and there seems to be some resignation now. What will Mitt Romney's reception be tonight? That's what everybody's looking for.
Probably polite applause. Todd Zwillick, Washington correspondent, reporting from CPAC. That's the Conservative Political Action Conference this week. Thanks so much, Todd.
My pleasure, Celeste.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.